Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to go straight to the Lord in prayer, and as we pray, I will ask you to join me closer to the end of the prayer in the Lord's Prayer. For such a time as this, Father, we, your children, come together this morning to pray, to praise you, O God. You are the great I Am. Our Creator, the Giver of life, all life, the Sustainer of life, and you are our salvation. We love you, Lord. We thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy. Father, forgive us when we fail thee. Forgive me. And thank you for your patience, which we know, Father, is long-suffering but will end. Grant to us, Father, wisdom greater than Solomon's, courage and strength greater than David. May we be a children chasing after you, God's seekers. Give us a hunger and a thirst for your righteousness. And may we have the gift of discernment to see through the rhetoric and the lies and the deception of this world and to the evil one. May we, the people, always pray together as you have taught us to pray for such a time as this. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And it is for such a time as this that we pray together. Amen. I also want to add just a little prayer there again for Diane and John, who have requested that I pray for them. They both have COVID. Their families are very concerned. John is in the hospital. Father, we just pray your comfort and your healing hand be upon them and others, Father, around this nation that are hurting, whether it be COVID or cancer or other diseases that have plagued. We saw where the other diseases have come back that we hadn't heard for a while. Father, there are many people who are suffering losses and grief. I need your healing and your comfort. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. There's much to be confused about these days. As we are being fed through the media and the political arena, many lies and great deception. They are plotting on this commission or this committee of investigation. They are not investigating. They are framing and they are controlling the narrative and they have staged the actors. The theater, what has happened to the theater? Is it any wonder why politicians in Hollywood get along so well? If you've watched what's been going on in these meetings and these committees, I only see snippets of it in the evening. We don't watch TV here in the office. But there are a bunch of actors who play a role for a particular purpose. They have a part. It is said there are no small parts, only small actors. Well, the stage has been set again in Congress, and the audience, America, believes there to be truth. But there is little to no truth. And those actors are very small for their place and their role is that of an evil plot against this nation and against a man named Donald Trump. Lights, camera, action, lies, and drama take place. I was watching, and yesterday, you know, I kind of made fun of, and I'm not really ashamed of it, because I believe they are staging this. After they got done with their boo-hoo, and their, I'm so sorry, and I'm, you know, I have PTSD from this taking place on January 6th, they went out and gave each other high fives for their performances. And then there's Adam Schiff. Oh, Adam. Who gave him that name, for Pete's sakes? But he becomes overcome, overwhelmed with emotion, and he goes, oh, and he's so calm with emotion he can't speak, and he says, God be with us. So I'm asking, what God is he talking about? Is he talking about the God that the Democrat Party removed from the Pledge of Allegiance during their convention? Have we forgotten that they've removed God? Have we forgotten how they go around and make fun of God? That Democrat Party, the communists, the Marxists, the left. Oh, what God is it he says, help us? It's theater, my friends, it's theater. He doesn't even believe in God, or he wouldn't say such a thing. He knows he's sitting there lying. They know that they've plotted with these so-called police officers. D.C. Capitol Police, their security police. It would appear they don't have a whole lot of training. I don't know that for sure. But with their testimonies yesterday, it would appear, I mean 2 days ago, it would appear that way to me. They certainly aren't what I would call brave and courageous. And of course, they're protecting the democracy. The temple of democracy, Pelosi would say. Well, who is the God there? Well, apparently it's Pelosi, because she's pretty much barking the orders around, and now some of them inside there are suing her over a mask mandate that she's put on Congress. It goes on and on and on, the theater, to these rich elites who are putting on this show for the American people, and they're framing a man. The president, the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. The theater. Well, what has happened to the theater? Well, it moved to Congress. That's what happened. It moved to Congress, and they are putting on quite an act. But you need to question everything they say and do. Yesterday we found out that the one gentleman is a BLM. Well, he's not a member, perhaps, but he was tweeting out and he was promoting the BLM and promoting the violence that went on in Portland and other places around this country last year. And he was giving them hoorahs. Yes. And he was caught tweeting anti-Trump things. So you see, they're not there without prejudice. And it is not a fair investigation. What it is they're setting it up to be a trial. A trial of not only Donald J. Trump, the president, the 45th president, and I believe he was elected as the 46th president, but they managed to get that one hidden, and his followers. Anyone who was in D.C., and probably those like me who are speaking against him now. Well, let's have some good news. Yeah, there's plenty of bad news. Let's have some good news, if I can find it, because I've kind of shuffled my papers around here. Oh, I hear the music. When we come back, we're going to give you some good news before we start going back to the ugly stuff. And I have an open letter that I have written. It's gotten quite lengthy to Piers Morgan and, yes, our very own member of The View, Joy Behar. It'll be an open letter to them and to Cuomo and Don Lemon. Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon. I hope you'll find it interesting and maybe a little bit entertaining. It's Hal Best. Let's off a little steam. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back.
Down the street, got a good-looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home. I got everything I need and nothing that I don't.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bring an America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, CSETalkRadio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyers and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So this is the good news. And then believe is a crisis. I have insanity of Congress, who I believe is a crisis. I believe we are in a crisis. We're in a constitutional crisis in this nation, and I think it is time to take action. I have encouraged you to get these Voice of the Patriot newsletters. Not enough of you have ordered them. They're free. Just a self-addressed dumped envelope, but now there's so many of them, it's going to take a very large envelope to get them to you if you want all of them. Share them. You have got to start doing your part. Be a Thomas Paine. You don't even have to write them. They're written for you. Okay. Let's go on with the show. This is about a 14-year-old, a young boy, and he's mowing 50 veterans' lawns for free. In honor of his grandpa. His name is Nathan Adams. He was too young at the age of 14 to get a real job that pays. So he started his own business and is already giving back. known as the Lawn Kid in Buffalo, New York, he's on a mission to help honor members of the military. He got the idea after his grandfather, Frederick Adams, a military veteran and volunteer firefighter, passed away in February. I thought that maybe in his honor, since I had my own business, I could cut lawns for veterans for free. His goal is to do 50 lawns for 50 veterans. The first cut is free, and after that he will discount their price. An entrepreneur in the making. Remember when a young man wanted to mow the lawn, the White House lawn, when Donald Trump was in the White House as President of the United States? And the media hated it. You see, they hate working America. They hate real America. You know, real America out there mowing their yards, and we got kids mowing our yards. I don't have a kid mowing my yard. I have my husband mowing my yard. But I had my kids mowing my yard, and they mowed neighbors' yards. And some of the neighbors didn't pay them or didn't pay them much. They liked one woman that they, elderly woman that they mowed the yard, and she gave them cookies and a Coke. She gave them a soda pop, a can of soda pop, and cookies. And I told him, you know, it's a good thing that you just mow her yard. Just go up and mow it. You don't need anything for it. And they did, many times. But the ladies wanted to give them something. And sometimes they gave them a couple of dollars, and sometimes they gave them some cookies, and sometimes they gave them a couple of dollars and cookies. That's America. We traveled through all kinds of country heading to South Dakota this last week. And I'm looking at rural America. I'm looking at the cows, and I'm looking at the little neighborhoods, and I'm looking at the farmsteads, and I'm looking at America. I said, this is America. Yes, the folks in the city, they're America too. But they miss this vastness. These hard-working people that are out there making their food. It was clean. It wasn't dirty. It was clean. I wouldn't necessarily eat off the ground, but it was clean. So this 14-year-old boy, he's kind of got it, doesn't he? Mowing lawns. He's too young to go work for somebody else. He couldn't get a job at McDonald's, so he started his own business. That's America. Now, people are getting fed up with things, and I'm just going to share this with you. This is coming from American Greatness, but it was also in the Epoch Times, so I've got it in two different sources that I trust greatly. Now, all kinds of stuff has been coming out this week. The CDC keeps changing their minds. They keep pushing the narrative. They keep saying we're going to have to do this and do that. And it says the study used by the CDC to support new mask mandates is based on a non-American vaccine rejected by peer review. But that's not going to stop the CDC or the Democrat Socialist Communist Party. It says here, it has been determined that one of the studies used by the Centers for Disease Control is just to justify the strict new mask mandates was not only rejected by peer review, but also based on a vaccine that is currently not authorized for use in the United States. The controversial study came from India, where scientists there studied throughout infections in over 100 healthcare workers who had received a vaccine but still caught the coronavirus, determining that the COVID-19 India variant, which is now called Delta variant, produces a higher viral load than other strains of the coronavirus. This was one of the pieces of evidence used by the CDC to claim that even vaccinated individuals should wear masks. since the India variant is allegedly capable of being transmitted by vaccinated individuals to unvaccinated individuals. Despite admitting that the study in question involved a vaccine that has not been approved in the United States, the CDC's report said that such studies have noted relatively high viral loads and larger cluster sizes associated with infections with Delta, regardless of vaccinated status. The early data suggests that breakthrough Delta infections are transmissible. Well, goes on here and it says, although it has been documented that vaccinated individuals can still catch the coronavirus, the notion of asymptomatic spread, the idea that an individual who is immune or displays no symptoms, despite actually possessing the virus, can still infect others, was debunked months ago. Yet, this theory serves as the basis for the CDC's abrupt new restrictions issued on Tuesday. Among their sudden reversals, the CDC now demands that all students from kindergarten to 12th grade wear masks at all times, regardless of vaccination status, and that even unvaccinated people should continue wearing masks. We're being lied to. From the theater in the state capitol to the theater in the White House. And Jen Psaki, she's not a very good actor. She's not a very good actress. And she's not a very good liar. I don't know if you've seen any of her press conferences, but she's just not very good at it. So, here's a little meme that Rudy handed to me today. Remember to get vaccinated, or a vaccinated person might get sick from the virus they got vaccinated against because you're not. Yeah. Circular reasoning? Confusion? It's meant to confuse you. It's meant to mix you up. It's meant to put fear in your hearts. They are fear-mongering. Now, here's a pastor, which I don't necessarily agree with him, but I'm getting a big kick out of what he's doing because I understand his frustration. Americans are sick and tired of being told what to do, and then the next week it's something else, and then the next week it's back to the first one, and then it goes flip-flop, flip-flop, flip-flop. I like flip-flops, but I like them on my feet. This is a Tennessee pastor, and he vows to ban mask-wearing in his church. I'm not playing these Democrat games, he said. If they go through round two and you start showing up in all those masks and all this nonsense, I'll ask you to leave. I will ask you to leave, Locke said. His name is, Last name is Greg Locke. I am not playing these Democrat games up in church. If you want to social distance, and I have to chuckle at this, go to First Baptist Church, but don't come to this one. A bunch of pastors talking about how much they want to see the people heal when they're afraid to baptize people because of the Delta variant. He says, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. Sick and tired, we know that, bro. Speaking in a red and white striped circus tent about 20 miles east of downtown Nashville, and I've got Nashville listeners, hello folks out there, Locke told his congregation, I don't need to be a jerk for Jesus, but I'm not going to kowtow down to the wicked, godless culture. And that's what they are. They're wicked and they're godless. The virus is real. People are sick. People have died. But it is not something that's going to get everyone or everybody that's homeless in Los Angeles. We'd be digging mass graves, and we aren't doing that. I don't agree with this pastor's logic, but I agree with his frustration. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. When we come back, I'm going to share my open letter with you. Maybe something else before that, because I just got some breaking news in that I think you'll find interesting. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back. returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, this breaking news just popped up, and I'm not surprised, but I am kind of surprised at it, but I'm not totally surprised. She's feeling the power. The Nancy Pelosi is now directing the Capitol Police to arrest any staff, any visitors who refuse to comply with her mask mandate in the House. It says in today's edition of Pelosi's Abuse of Power, Capitol Police have been directed to arrest staff and visitors to comply with her mask mandate for vaccinated individuals. For members, they advise not arresting, but reporting members to SAA for their failure to comply. We're in trouble, America. If that's the temple of democracy, Pelosi is the head prostitute. Well, yesterday I got a little upset, and writing is something I like to do. And I probably have to calm this down just a little bit in length, not for you, but if I publish it. But this is an open letter to a non-American and an American and an un-American American. Let me say that again. This is a letter to a non-American and an un-American American. It's to Pierce Morgan and Joy Behar. To Mr. Morgan, perhaps being a non-American, you don't quite understand the true meaning of freedom or have an appreciation for the American passion for individual rights, freedom, and liberty. I've heard you complain about our Second Amendment in the past, and obviously you do not understand its significance or the reason it was deemed so vitally important by our America family founding fathers. You know, the rebels who kicked the English tyrants out of America and sent them back to England. You, sir, have been quite successful. You've been able to profit from your opinions, and I suppose you've entertained a few folks along the way. Recently, I figuratively patted you on the back for your stance on free speech. You were quite unpopular when you would not sympathize with Prince Harry and his spoiled American bride as they try to distance themselves verbally from the crown. Wokeism is quite popular among the wealthy and folks who are all full of themselves. I applauded your exercise of free speech and free thought, yet I find you do not truly believe in such for the others. For others, when it comes to the COVID vaccinations, perhaps your exercise was more theatrics than a heartfelt passion for freedom. Don't feel alone in your shallow understanding of the American passion of individual freedom, Mr. Morgan. The View's mad mouthpiece, Joy Behar, is an un-American American who doesn't get it either. To Joy Behar, apparently, you are so overcome with your own woke white privilege that you are completely ignorant of the unique significance of American freedom. You'd rather punish than protect. You either are unaware of or against our American independent freedom and our American independent freedom and our individual independence. I find it difficult to believe you are a true Marxist, yet you have defended the BLM and the Antifa, and then you come down hard on any who supported President Donald Trump. Instead of using common sense in your view of political issues, you fall in rank with the left marching this country into slavery, a slavery in which the government is now our master. You belittle those of faith. It wasn't that long ago you and your girlfriends were making fun of a nurse who happened to be a beauty contestant. For her talent, she shared what she had learned from her patients. You and your clueless crew on The View didn't seem to know or understand that nurses do wear scrubs and they do use stethoscopes. So much for your knowledge of the medical field. There's a word that has been used over and over again throughout numerous media outlets, the talk show opinionates, the political analysts and bureaucrats and politicians. The word is democracy. You see, non-American Mr. Morgan and un-American American Joy Behar, America was never a democracy. That is a lie. A democracy form of government is mob majority rule, and it never, never protects individual rights. Both of you ranting and complaining and now and name-calling and threatening Americans who do not wish to take the jab, for whatever reason, is a demonstration of mob rule. You would force all individuals to take the jab, regardless of their individual faith, beliefs, their health, or their opinions, even if you think they are conspiratorial. Your democracy wants to rule over by force and punish those who do not comply to your way of thinking. Our late great 34th President of the United States and five-star General Dwight D. Eisenhower stated, "To be true to one's own freedom is, in essence, to honor and respect the freedom of all others." You see, America is a republic form of government, a constitutional republic. The Constitution, along with the Bill of Rights, directs our elected officials as to their job description. The responsibilities for the federal government are very few. The federal government has four basic responsibilities. Forcing vaccines is not one of them. Number one, to protect citizens from foreign invasion, not encouraging it. Number two, to protect citizens from crime and maintain peace at home through law and order, not reward and bail violent protesters out of jail as Kamala Harris, AOC, and several others did in Congress. Number three, to provide justice in the courts, not pack the courts for political gain. Number four, to keep the people free, protect liberty, not restrict, mandate, and run us into debt. The United States of America was designed to be governed locally, not dictated by D.C. occupiers. Sovereign people, sovereign states of a sovereign nation. I fear both of you lack respect for other individuals, their thoughts, their faiths, and their liberty. You do not understand or appreciate sovereignty. In this world of woke, which I am not, I identify as an American, one who believes in freedom and liberty to be applied equally for all, a belief in the constitutional republic for which I will stand, defend, and protect. Democracy is tearing this nation down. Abortionists, activists say, your body, your choice. COVID fearmongers say, take the vaccine or lose everything. I would not be treating my criticisms equally if I didn't take time to mention the other two un-American Americans, and that would be Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo. Ignoring all individual rights, the U.S. Constitution, and any sort of common sense, these two overpaid talking heads suggest if you do not get the COVID vaccine, you should not be allowed to travel, to dine out, or to have a job. I suppose it's better that you and your family go homeless, freeze to death, or die of starvation. Of course, it was these same two who jested and about and denied the violence and crime that's taking place across this great nation. Referring to the riots of January 6th, however, they call it an armed insurrection. The worst since the Civil War. You have to not be a fool with them to understand that they're lying to you. I have a little bit more of this letter. We'll share it when we come back. I hear the music. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm telling you, do not be the fool that can't see the forest for the trees. And we will be right back. Thank you.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com. I urge you to go to kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716. That's 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BETHANN to get 30% off plus free shipping. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, I'm going to finish this letter here. Nancy Pelosi dictating to Congress what they can and cannot do, and now people coming in and going out. If you watch Nancy Pelosi and her tailored clothes, and she has her masks made to match her clothes, my friends, this is hypocrisy. You walk out in the street and you see these people with the their masks on. Some of them very serious. I carry a couple just for when I have to go in and to the doctor's office or something with one. But you see these paper masks on the ground, littered on the ground. I guess they're biodegradable. I'm not sure. I'm sure that the staples in them aren't. I cannot believe how gullible America has been. How easily we were brought to our knees in fear. How many remember the picture during the Obama administration? Over in the Middle East when the Islamic lined up, I don't know how many were there, a dozen or so men in orange jumpsuit suits that they had arrested, Christians, had them kneel on the ground and then shot every one of them in the head. Is that where we're heading, America? Oh, Beth, you're exaggerating. Am I? They're torturing people in the jail and not letting them have a trial and not giving them bail for even being in D.C. on January 6th. In my letter, I had just before the last break been explaining to you about Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon and what they have been saying about the vaccines. I refer to these two un-American Americans as dumber and dumbest. Now, we know Chris Cuomo, and this isn't in my letter, I'm adding this to you, for you. Chris Cuomo had COVID, but he lied to his listeners about being quarantined. Got out of his house, somebody got it on camera, and got in a fight with a neighbor. Now, when are we going to listen to what's really happening? These people don't believe their own lies, and they're not practicing their own mandates. Okay. Who am I to call out this hypocrisy and stupidity, you ask? Well, I'm just a hillbilly from rural America, or as Don would say, just another credulous boomer rube demo. Obviously, at this time, I have not personally taken the vaccine. I'm listening to the science, and I'm watching those around me. I do not begrudge or criticize others for taking the vaccine. I do cringe when I know it is one of our youth who do not need the vaccine. I never take a flu shot either, so this is not new territory for me. Since this COVID-19 virus, created in the Wuhan lab, unbeknownst to Americans, was funded by our tax dollars and then timely unleashed on the world just before the U.S. presidential election, we've learned a lot. It can be deadly to those who are vulnerable, the elderly and the unhealthy. However, it does not adversely affect the young and the healthy. The COVID virus and its variants are still here, and like other flu viruses, they're not going to go away. But America, the pandemic is over. The pandemic is over, but the panic and the fear remains because America continues to be propagandized by ill-informed talking heads. It is either their fear or their agenda driving this nation. None of them ever missed a paycheck or lost a day's work because of government shutdowns across this nation. The curve has been flattened, and it's time for America. Those who love liberty, we need to stand up and exercise individual freedom. It is your choice. Wear a mask if you want, or throw it away. Take the jab if you want, or wait too, or just not. That is individual freedom. That is America. Before and after I wrote this, before I brought this to you on the air, this came out, and I guess it happened this morning. I don't watch The Five. We don't have a TV here. We kind of talked about doing that, but that's extra money. Get a TV and be on top of the news. But Geraldo Rivera, he threatened to kick the co-host Greg Gutfeld. He's one of those that believes you should be mandated, forced to take the vaccine. It doesn't matter. Your life doesn't matter. Your thoughts, your individuality, it doesn't matter to him. Your freedom doesn't matter to him. He believes we are a democracy. He doesn't believe in a constitutional republic. I remember way back when Geraldo was doing something on the street and some guy sucker punched him. Well, I think he might have deserved it. Everybody thinks he's brave. He's a hero for doing that. I do not. But here's what he said this morning. He got all upset with Gutfeld. Sometimes government has to tell you, not ask. The government has to tell you right now, I want people to have to show up when I go to the bar. I want to know everybody's vaccinated or have the negative test. Really? This is caveman stuff, he said. And then he went on, and he went off on Gutfeld, and he says, you know what? Too bad. If you come into my grandchildren's house and you are not vaccinated, I'm going to kick you in the you-know-what. Well, Geraldo, more power to you. He's a very, very wealthy man. I'm not. I'm not a wealthy woman, but you know what I am? I'm an American who believes in the Constitutional Republic, who believes in individual rights and freedoms and sovereignty. I believe in common sense. I do not believe in government force. And I do not believe in the congressional theater that's taking place. I believe in a young 14-year-old who's mowing lawns. For veterans, he's doing it free, at least the first time. I believe in the young man who wanted to mow the lawn of the White House and the president let him mow. They only let him mow a small part of it. I believe in America. I do not believe in democracy. I know and I see it for what it is, and it is bad, my friends. It is bad. But I believe in you. And I believe together we can be those who are the catalyst to bring it together and bring America home.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Mom, you don't know anything about me anymore.
Honey, I know you're good at math. You don't like English. I know Ryan smiled at you yesterday at school. I know your favorite color is purple. I know you don't like mushrooms. And who can blame you? I mean, mushrooms are a fungus, and people generally try to avoid funguses. Or is it fungi? I'm never quite sure. But, you know, either way, I mean, penicillin is good.
Penicillin is a mold.
Huh. Well, I guess you're right. So you like penicillin, but not mushrooms.
No matter what you talk about, love is what they'll hear.
Mom, if we talk, will you be quiet?
Love to.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.